A heads up if you're planning to buy a new car. Demand is back, but the supply of vehicles on the lot is way down. What does that mean for you if you're looking for a new ride? Consumer man Herb Weisbaum, a contributing editor at checkbook.org, talked with us about the answer.
Dimitri, it means fewer choices, higher prices, fewer incentives, and dealers are less motivated to negotiate. Automakers simply can't keep up with demand. According to data from Edmunds, new car inventory was down more than 30% in March from a year earlier. For buyers, that means you may not be able to find that car or truck with the color or trim level you want, or even the vehicle you want if it's a popular model. Consider this. In normal times, a new car dealer stock is about a 60-day supply of vehicles. Now, some dealers only have a 10 to 20-day supply of some popular models, including upscale SUVs and pickups. That's according to Paul Eisenstein, the publisher and editor-in-chief of the DetroitBureau.com news service.
I know you spoke to some dealers for your checkbook story. What did they tell you?
Well, the shortages vary region by region and manufacturer and type of vehicle, but it is clearly a nationwide problem. At Sport Honda in Silver Spring, Maryland, the sales manager there told me the shortage of vehicles is even more severe than they anticipated. They're seeing a lot of holes in the inventory, he said. And if the car's there, well, it's not there. There's no way around it. People can order from the factory, but there's no guarantee how long it will take or even if that vehicle will be built. Brad Brotherton, who owns Cadillac, Buick, and GMC dealerships where I live here in the greater Seattle area, is dealing with a massive reduction in inventory. I'll give you just one example. He used to have 40 to 50 Cadillac Escalades on the ground. Today, he doesn't have any. Zero. And he told Checkbook that everything that comes in is already pre-sold.
People may have heard on WTOP and elsewhere that the shortage is being caused by production problems. What exactly does that mean?
Well, there's a shortage of microprocessors or microchips, which control many of the electronic functions in the vehicles, everything from navigation and climate control to all the safety features. Last year, when car sales fell off a cliff, the chip maker shifted production to processors needed for computers and smartphones, the things people were buying. Well, today's cars are really computers on wheels. Some of them, the top-of-the-line models, can have 100 microchips. They're just not available. And as a result, some manufacturing plants have actually closed. By the way, foam, which is needed, is also in short supply, foam for the car seats.
How long will supply-demand imbalances last?
No one really knows for sure. It all depends on how long the shortage of those processors continues. The experts I spoke to say they expected to go on at least till the end of the year before there's any significant change.
So new car prices are up, as we're hearing, Herb, but would you say there's also maybe a bright side to this?
Yeah, it's happening in the used car market. Demand for used cars is so high right now that dealers are paying top dollar for trade-ins. You can check online and you may be surprised at how much your old vehicle is worth. So if you trade in your old car or you sell it yourself, you could get more money that way. He should have a bit more money to make that down payment for the new vehicle.
Consumer man Herb Weisbaum, a contributing editor at checkbook.org. Read a lot more about the new car shortage at WTOP.com. Search cars.